Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you're not familiar with it, lacrosse is a game that's something in common with hockey and hurling, except the hurley has what appears to be a small net at the end of it. Ireland has a national team, which was due to play in the 2022 World Games, but it has forfeited its place to let another team in. Michael Kennedy is CEO of Lacrosse Ireland and joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Could you start by telling us how widespread playing of lacrosse is in Ireland?
Not very, is the short answer to that. We're still definitely a minority sport. We have men's and women's teams, mostly at the university or kind of post-collegiate level. So there's a team in UCD, there's one in UCC, NUI Galway, and Queen's in Belfast. And we also are active in a number of schools, in particular girls' schools, where we kind of deliver after-school sessions and PE sessions. So still a very small sport, but globally, and for example, in the United States, actually lacrosse is the fastest growing sport in the US. It's hugely popular in the US and Canada. It's actually very big in the UK, places like Germany, Japan, etc.
Yeah, now, and I don't know if my description was totally off or not, because that was just basically culled from looking at a video for a few seconds today. But it seems like, as in hockey, there are goals, but can you pick up the ball, or is it a ball that you play with?
It is a ball. It's a solid rubber ball. Usually there's 10 aside, so three defenders, three midfielders, three attackers, and a goalie. And the pitch is about the size of a soccer pitch. I would describe it, you're not far off, as a combination between hurling and ice hockey, I would say.
Right.
So on the men's side, you wear helmets and pads, and there's quite a lot of physical play. And also, similar to ice hockey, you can actually play behind the net. And there's a kind of circle around the goal which protects the goalie, but you can move behind the net, as you can in ice hockey.
Right, okay. Now, and as I said in the introduction there, the Irish team were due to take place in the 2022 World Games, but you've withdrawn from them. Why was that?
So the World Games event, it's in Birmingham, Alabama. It's actually a multi-sport event. It's not specific to lacrosse. And it's a kind of staging area for the Olympics. So sports that are trying to get into the Olympics, like lacrosse is, participate in the World Games as a way of, you know, it's almost like a staging area, as a way of exhibiting their sport for consideration for potential Olympic inclusion. Now, this is the first time we participated in that on the men's side. And in order to qualify for that event, there's only eight teams that were invited to it. Qualification, or the invite for those eight teams, was based on performance at the 2018 World Lacrosse World Championship, which was held in Israel. So we actually finished in 12th place in that tournament, but the Iroquois Nationals finished in third place. Now, because the World Games event in Birmingham is associated with the Olympics, there has been this assumption that sort of Olympic eligibility rules would apply. And the issue with the Iroquois Nationals is, you know, they're not a sovereign, they're not recognized as a sovereign nation. They don't have a local Olympic committee. They're not recognized by the International Olympic Committee. And so they weren't considered for an invite to the event in 2022 on the basis of that assumption. And there were other teams, Puerto Rico and the Philippines finished ahead of us in 2018. But at that time, they were only associate members of World Lacrosse, so their finish couldn't apply to future rankings. And Scotland finished one ahead of us in 11th place. But again, applying the Olympic eligibility criteria, they would be part, they would join up with England and Wales to participate as Team GB in the 2022 event. So it came down to us as 12th. There were four other teams ahead of us who were deemed not eligible for an invite. So we got the final invite as the eighth place team. However, the Iroquois Nationals, to their credit, created a big social media movement around this. And there was a change.org petition that was going around that I think got about 70,000 signatures. And so World Lacrosse then started negotiating with the International World Games Association to consider possible inclusion of the Iroquois. And then subsequently, the International World Games Association and World Lacrosse issued a statement saying they were open to inclusion of the Iroquois. And really, at that moment, we could see the writing on the wall that if it's only an 18 tournament, if the Iroquois come back in as a third place team, taking back a place which is rightfully theirs, as we were the final position team, it would be our spot in the event that was at risk. And, you know, we owe the game of lacrosse to the Iroquois. They invented this. They say that they received the game from the creator. And the Iroquois really represent the heart and soul of the game of lacrosse. So the right thing for us to do as that final place team is to simply vacate our position and create a pathway for the Iroquois to join that event.
Right, okay. But will this, are there things like world ranking points and that kind of stuff? Will this affect the Irish team in any way negatively?
Well, I mean, the exposure that we would have got in that event, but it seems to me, with the attention that we're now getting around this, that there's nearly more being gained from not participating at all in the event than if we had just gone ahead and participated. But the short answer to your question is no, it shouldn't impact on our world rankings. The next men's World Lacrosse World Championship is in 2023. So, no, it won't have any. That particular event is separate. It's actually a separate discipline. So, like, a good comparison is rugby sevens, which is like,
right, yeah.
A version of rugby. The version that will be played in the World Games in Birmingham, Alabama, is actually a 6v6 version, which is different from the full kind of tennis side.
Mm. Now, the Iroquois, is it just the Iroquois, or do they represent a number of different tribes in North America?
Yeah, so the Iroquois Confederacy, or they're also known as the Haudenosaunee, they're a confederacy of six tribes, which are mostly based around northern New York and southern Canada, southern Ontario. So lacrosse is very strong within those communities. Now, there are other Native American tribes which all play versions of a kind of stick and ball game. So, for example, the Choctaw Nation, they're known as playing a version of lacrosse where, in fact, you have two sticks, one for each hand. So there are versions of lacrosse played amongst different Native American peoples, but the version that's most common now and the kind of community where it's strongest is among the Iroquois Confederacy, as I say, in upstate New York and southern Canada.
And as I understand it, the Iroquois, when they compete, they are going to mark the fact that Ireland withdrew to let them have a place.
I mean, we would certainly be delighted with that. We have had very close contact with them. Something they've done lately is they've taken their logo, which is a kind of eagle head, and usually it's their colours are purple and gold, which appeals to my Wexford connections, I have to say. But they took that logo and they created a version which is green, white and orange. And, you know, they're putting them on T-shirts. We're going to be selling T-shirts and we'll split the proceeds between us both to help youth lacrosse development for both of our programs. So I'm not sure what else. You know, we still have a lot of time before the event, but that's certainly something we're working on. And the other thing we're working on is we were actually due to host the World Lacrosse Men's U20 World Championship, actually U19 World Championship this summer at the University of Limerick. But because of COVID-19, we've had to postpone it. It's now become a U20 championship and it's taking place next June 2021, also at the University of Limerick. And we're hoping that the Iroquois, they'll be participating in the World Championship, but we're also having a festival tournament alongside it. And we're looking at bringing over more Native American teams to play in that festival. And we think that'll be a great way of building on the connection between Ireland and the Iroquois.
Indeed, and it's a great credit to you, and it's one of those things that I think gladdens people's hearts when they hear it. Michael, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Michael Kennedy there, CEO of Ireland Lacrosse.
Moncrief on News Talk.